September 12th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am who am, Lord of the wind, the rain, and the sun. I am Father of every season and all generations, past, present, and to come. Mankind has reached the age of my extended mercy. This comes to you through your trust in me. Your hope is in your trust. Learn from the past, Noah's age, Sodom and Gomorrah. Those were the days mankind clothed himself in his own will, choosing according to the flesh. I withhold my wrath as I see the remnant struggling to form and increase. I am protecting those who choose good over evil and obedience to my statutes. I long for the heart of the world to be totally consumed in the flame of my heart, which is my divine will. Those of my children unafraid to approach this flame are under my dominion and protection. They should not fear, for my will is their mantle of predestination. A note is given to read Sirach chapter 2, 4 through 11, and 16 through 18. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and in changes that humble you, be patient. For gold is tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Trust in him, and he will help you. Make your ways straight, and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, and turn not aside, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust in him, and your reward will not fail. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for everlasting joy and mercy. Consider the ancient generations and see, whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame, or whoever persevered in the fear of the Lord and was forsaken, or whoever called upon him and was overlooked. For the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He forgives sins and saves in time of affliction. Those who fear the Lord will seek his approval, and those who love him will be filled with the law. Those who fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and will humble themselves before him. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, but not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so also is his mercy. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.